Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a good one. And don't forget, this work would not be possible without the support of our sponsor, OnPay, so please support them so we can continue to share these stories. Today on Atlanta Business Radio, we have Gary Graves, and he is with Stratus Building Solutions of Atlanta. Welcome, Gary.
Good morning, Lee. Thank you for having me on.
I'm excited to learn about what you guys are up to, so tell us a little bit about Stratus. How are you serving folks?
Well, so we are a commercial cleaning company. We pretty much can handle anything that a building might need with respect to commercial cleaning, janitorial services. Our business is focused on and built around, recurring contracts where we're in there in a building at some certain frequency. But we also do carpet, we do hard floor resurfacing, windows, we can pressure washing, we pretty much do anything. Due to all the COVID, we've been doing a lot of disinfection services around the city as well.
So how'd you get into this line of work?
Well, I'm actually a chemical engineer by education, went to Georgia Tech, and I was in the chemical business for a long time, and just kind of traveled all over the world selling chemicals and spent a lot of time in hotels and on airplanes, and wanted to do something a little different, and got introduced to Stratus. Really liked the people there and kind of the model, the business model. And so I started Stratus back in the middle of 2018.
Now, is this a franchise?
It is. It is.
Now, talk about a little decision-making process of kind of going the franchise route. Like, as I understand it, there's a lot of choices, and it's hard to kind of narrow down what the right fit is for somebody
Sure.
who's considering that.
Yeah. So for me, I actually worked with a broker, like a franchise broker from a group called the Entrepreneur Source, and he put, probably, I don't know, a dozen options in front of me at that time. I actually looked at a couple of small independent chemical businesses that were for sale, and just kind of never could make the numbers work the way that they needed to work. And Stratus was probably a little bit bigger opportunity. I felt like the model itself, kind of fit what my background was. It was business to business sales. It was a recurring revenue model. And then essentially what we do is we sell franchises and help people start their own cleaning businesses. And we're always, involved in trying to make sure that they're trained well and prepared well and well equipped to get things done correctly. I coach a lot of safety. I coach a lot of quality control. But throughout my chemical career, I was real successful and enjoyed kind of starting up businesses. And so, that's one thing that I've been able to do with Stratus, with our franchise owners is essentially it's a business partnership and it's a business startup. So, I've got a lot of small business startups that I'm involved in, and it's, it's fulfilling.
So now, when you made that switch from your kind of job hat to the Stratus hat, did anything kind of change when you were now this entrepreneur, this now everything kind of counting on me rather than being
Yeah.
kind of a cog in the machine?
Yeah, I kind of realized that, number one, I've kind of learned how to sell. I always thought that I could sell, when I was in the chemical business, and I've always, had a customer service background. So it was a pretty good fit, but definitely getting a business started up, from scratch without, any real financial backing from another business, if you will, that has other lines that are creating revenue and such. There's a lot of stress, and wear a lot of hats to get things up off the ground. And, I would say that, it was very much a grind. I'm not there, and I don't know that I'll ever be there. I think I'm a pretty driven person, so we'll continue to try to constantly improve and constantly grow. But it was definitely, much more stressful than probably I would ever have imagined. I always thought that I had a couple of small children going through engineering school, and I'd always told people that was kind of the toughest part of my life, but I would probably put this one right up there with it.
Now, is that something where being part of a franchise system helps kind of alleviate some of the stress in that you have the folks at Stratus to help you kind of support you?
Absolutely. So that's, I think that's the benefit of a franchise is that you've at least got support, right? I mean, I've got nothing but praise for the Stratus corporate people, but I think that being able to pick up the phone and call somebody that some of my colleagues and my counterparts that own franchises in other parts of the city, there's a couple of guys that started Nashville. They're actually from Atlanta, that have been doing it for about 10 years and, just they've been a great help to me and just a resource that says, hey, you need to be thinking about this. You need to really be watching this metric to make sure that you're managing your business the right way. You need to be, it's just great camaraderie and resources amongst the other franchise owners. So that was a huge, huge benefit.
So now let's talk about your work here in town. What kind of building is the right profile for you as a client?
We pretty much take, there's not a wrong building. I mean, we do anywhere from class A office space down to, tool and die manufacturers that are pretty nasty that we go in and clean we do churches, we do gyms. So I wouldn't say that there's certainly not a wrong building. I would say that, if you look at some of the bigger companies that handle like some of the high rise buildings and things like that, that's probably not necessarily our target area. But if you kind of step away from that, businesses anywhere from, 500 square feet to a couple hundred thousand square feet, I would say that we're able to manage. So, that we really haven't found anything that we've really said no to at this point. So
now when you work with an office building, say it is an office building with lots of different tenants in there, is it something that the office building hires you and then you do kind of the common areas, or is it something where they say, hey, individual offices, we have this new service that might be interesting to you. Right. And then that kind of opens the door for you to kind of maybe clean their offices.
We've had it both ways, right? I mean, we've had it, where we do come in and just clean common areas, and then we've had it where, it's part of the rental package or common area maintenance, I guess is what they call it. It's kind of built into to the lease agreement. So we've seen it both ways.
Now, for the businesses out there that are kind of getting back to work, is there any advice you can give them when it comes to cleaning for COVID? Is there anything they should do or not do?
I think just, obviously following the CDC guidelines, I think they've put really good, really good guidelines out in place to try to keep people safe, especially with the social distancing and such. I think the world is obviously changing. You're seeing a lot of people that are kind of seeing the validity of people working from home. So I don't know what that does to our landscape of the cleaning business as far as just kind of people that are going to be back in the offices, just common touch points, making sure that those are disinfected. I think, great hand hygiene is probably as much, as beneficial as anything, but making sure that you're truly disinfecting the high touch points, your light switches, your door handles, your refrigerator door handles, anything that's common, maybe in a bathroom or a break room, and making sure that, you're using a chemical that's on that EPA N list that is, you know, kind of approved for fighting the coronavirus.
Now, what about kind of these eco-friendly green cleaning options? Are those any good, or is it do you have to go kind of with harsher?
I mean, they're kind of a different mentality, I guess. You know, that's really, you know, they're good products. You know, a green certified product is going to be pretty benign, but you know, with good wiping and stuff, you know, you're not going to get the kill claim, the EPA kill claim with some of those products that you will from some of the disinfectants that are, you know, more hospital grade. So the Green Seal certified chemicals, and typically what we tell customers is, hey, we're going to come in, you know, our standard process is going to be that we're going to use a Green Seal certified product to, you know, to clean the space. What we've, you know, kind of what we've kicked it up a notch, if you will, here in recent weeks is, you know, in our scope, we're really even including, hey, we're going to use these products to really hit your high touch points. So, conference room tables, you know, making sure that we're hitting the lights and the doorknobs, you know, all those high touch points. We're actually using, chemicals that are on the EPA approved list for coronavirus, because it's a different mindset, right? It's a different mindset is from, hey, we're coming in and we're cleaning. And obviously, you know, we're cleaning. We're trying to make sure that there's not dirt and grime and dust and things like that. If we're doing traditional office cleaning, you know, now we've got a virus that we're trying to attack. So it is a little bit of a paradigm shift.
So now, what's the pain that one of your potential clients is having right now? Because I would imagine most of them have some sort of a service and they're switching to you. So talk about that decision making from their standpoint.
I think this is probably where there is a lot of benefit in, being part of a franchise system, that we've got some corporate support, you know, that we've got, you know, a lot of good information flowing back and forth between all the regions. We just want to make sure that we're trying to put the best product out there to try to keep people safe. Again, it kind of goes back to that. You know, it's a little bit of a paradigm shift where, you know, we're almost treating and by necessity having to treat, you know, just general office space, you know, almost treating every office space as if it were like a doctor's office, not necessarily a surgical center, but, you know, we're realizing that there's a lot of pathogens that we're trying to fight. So, you know, having support of corporate to kind of say, hey, you know, these are the methods, this is what we need to be doing, you know, this is what we're going to, what we're going to have and put in place to try to keep our people safe. Number one, we want to keep our cleaners safe, right? Like our franchise owners, we want to make sure that they're safe. But then, you know, also kind of right alongside that is trying to make sure that we're creating, you know, the safest space possible for our customers. And I think that's kind of what some of this stuff that you're seeing, what we've seen is some of the business that we have picked up where they may have had, you know, someone within the office taking care of things on a weekend, or, you know, maybe it's a family member of somebody in the office and, you know, not necessarily a professional person, not that they're not a hard worker and doing the right thing and have kept the customer happy for a long time, but it's just it's a little bit of a step up, in what the requirement is.
So now if somebody wanted to learn more, have more substantive conversation with you or somebody on your team, is there a website?
Absolutely. So you can reach us at stratusclean.com. So it's stratusbuildingsolutions.com.
Okay.
So stratusbuildingsolutions.com.
And then they can find you at the Atlanta location?
That's correct.
Good stuff. Well, Gary, thank you so much for sharing your story today, and congratulations on all the success.
Thank you, Lee. I appreciate it. Thank you for the time.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. Thank you for listening to Atlanta Business Radio. And remember, we could not be sharing these stories without the support of our sponsor, OnPay. So please check them out at onpay.com and so we can continue to share these important stories. See you next time.
Today's episode of Atlanta Business Radio is brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com.